Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The world is watching with amazement and with anxiety and with helplessness as to what is going on in Egypt. And while we are focusing on Egypt, other pertinent news might perhaps be overlooked. Pertinent news which are in direct relationship, to an extent, with what is happening in the Middle East. We have always said for many, many years that we need to watch the Middle East, the events which are taking place in the Middle East. And one of the key players which shouldn't be overlooked is Iran. Just this week, the following was announced by Haaretz on February 7. The chief commander of the Revolutionary Guard in Iran said the new mass-produced missile would be able to target enemies at sea. Its speed is three times greater than the speed of sound, and it cannot be traced and deactivated by enemies, he said. Another Guards commander reiterated Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow channel through which 40% of the world's seaborne oil trade passes. The Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz are under the complete domination of the Revolutionary Guards, and it would be blocked in case of a threat, he said. Now, the Netherlands just withdrew their ambassador due to an execution of an Iranian Dutch citizen over there in Iran. And now another development occurred, as it was actually published by the Press TV, which is a Iranian news agency, on February 10, saying that Iran has now developed nuclear fusion reactors. Now again, Iran is perceived to be a continuing threat towards Europe and towards the United States of America, and of course towards Israel. At the same time, as we are watching the tumultuous events in the Middle East, we should also look at two more events which are in direct relationships with the Middle East. And that is, first of all, the continuing diminishing of the American influence and power. And what we are seeing right now is that even close allies of the United States of America, i.e. Great Britain, are very disturbed about the United States. Here's an article by The Telegraph, dated February 7, saying this: the U.S. secretly agreed to the Russians' sensitive information to give to the Russians sensitive information on Britain's nuclear deterrent to persuade them to sign a key treaty, the so-called New START deal. It goes on to say the fact that the Americans used British nuclear secrets as a bargaining chip also sheds new light on the so-called special relationship, which is often shown to be a one-sided affair by U.S. diplomatic communications. So in other words, the United States of America betrayed Great Britain without their knowledge and consent, passed on secret information about Britain's nuclear powers and all the other very sensitive weapons they have to the Russians to be able to sign that new deal. But it may not pay, because the Associated Press wrote on February 7 that Russia sees a planned U.S. missile defense system as a potential threat to its nuclear forces and may review its participation in a landmark nuclear arms treaty, they said. And they said they can always withdraw if the United States is going forward with their defense shield, as they are trying to do at this point. As we see American influence diminish, as we see the powder keg in the Middle East ready to explode, we also need to watch another important prophesied event, and that is the emergence of the United States of Europe, and ultimately the emergence of 10 nations or core nations coming out of that union. Now, people have said the euro is going to fail and the European project is going to be over, but nothing could be further from the truth. We have also said that ultimately Europe will be led by Germany. And the Bible makes this very clear. And just this week, let me read to you what happened. Here's an article by Der Spiegel, a German paper, which was published on February 4. It says, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy have presented their vision for saving the Eurozone to EU leaders at a summit in Brussels. The bold plan foresees countries taking radical steps to sort out their finances and reduce debt, in short, to become more German. It goes on to say, as of Friday, Merkel is officially a leader on saving the euro. Merkel is a strong person in a strong bargaining position because the other eurozone countries rely on Germany as Europe's biggest economy to help fund rescue packages. And then they are quoting some other German papers. Here's one from the Berliner Zeitung, which is saying, Europe supposedly needs to become more German. Until recently, Merkel's suggestion would have caused a storm of protest in Madrid, Essen, and Paris. But after a year of the euro crisis, anything seems possible. Well, of course, there are some countries which object to this whole concept. However, notice what the Süddeutsche Zeitung has to say. For many governments, Merkel's plans sounds like the German wants to dictate what other countries need to do. But why should the Europeans follow Berlin, of all governments? The answer is simple. Merkel wants to exploit the current situation. At the moment, Germany, as a prosperous country, has a chance to set the rules. Everyone knows that the monetary union would be finished without Germany. Nevertheless, the Chancellor is playing a dangerous game. She wants all or nothing. According to Merkel's plan, other European countries must adopt the German culture of stability. If they refuse, Merkel will refuse to provide German guarantees for bailout packages. Actually, Merkel's approach is very clever. Berlin needs to exploit the pressure created by the crisis to push through the necessary reforms that will allow the monetary union to survive. And then another article pointed out, the local, dated February 4, that Merkel has convinced now EU President Herman Van Rompuy to set a meeting sometime in March to make a decision regarding this plan. And again, even though there's lots of protests going on, it appears like that plan is going to be adopted and Merkel is coming out as the leader of the Eurozone and probably of Europe. At the same time, we also heard perhaps about a proposed merger going to take place between a very powerful German company and the New York Stock Exchange. The Wall Street Journal wrote on February 10, after 219 years at the citadel of American capitalism, the New York Stock Exchange was near an agreement to be acquired by Deutsche Börse AG in a deal that would create the world's largest financial exchange. For New York, the move is symbolic of the city's fading dominance on the world stage. The move is also recognition that securities trading today goes on at all hours, all time, making the actual bricks and mortar of Wall Street far less important than before. Again, what does this tell us? It tells us the increasing influence of Germany in the world and even in the United States of America, and the diminishing power, the diminishing influence of the United States. The Financial Times wrote on February 9 that the combined Deutsche NYSE group would have dual headquarters in New York and Frankfurt. And a source said that the deal had good support at the highest political level in Germany. So putting all these events together, we have already discovered that there are three developments occurring at the same time. A turmoil in the Middle East, a diminishing influence of the United States of America, an increased power of the United States of Europe, if I can call it that way, under German leadership. The Bible tells us when all these things are happening, ultimately, Europe will intervene in the Middle East, even militarily, to bring peace to this war-stricken region. And when that happens, the Bible says the return of Jesus Christ is very, very near. So let's keep watching as to what is occurring in the world in the light of biblical prophecies and realize that the Bible is true and that Jesus Christ will return soon and that we must be ready for his return. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.